It's an eyesore in the worst possible location. The house is near downtown Los Angeles, less than 100 feet from a freeway. Millions of commuters pass it every day, covering its three-story gray facade with an endless plume of exhaust and smoke. To make it more interesting, last year the LA Unified School District raised every structure in the surrounding four-block area to build a new high school. So it's just kind of there. A big 99-year-old Victorian farmhouse in the middle of a dirt field next to a highway. The school district doesn't want the house, but because of building codes, lead paint, and a sense of historical importance, they don't want to demolish it. So they did what any homeowner would do. They decided to sell.
I just happened to be in the area looking for an opportunity. I came across officials at LA Unified indicating there was going to be an auction.
John Ramos works in his father's law firm in Montebello, California. Back in October of 2003, when the dirt field was full of old houses, he went to the public school's auction on a whim. And it was there that the unexpected happened.
Nobody else showed up, so I was the only bidder. I purchased six structures.
And for how much?
$1 each.
$1 each. Say that again.
Each structure cost me $1 each.
Just think of it as he went to the 99 cent store.
Six houses for $6. Not bad in a city whose median house price is over $400,000. But Ramos's real challenge has been finding vacant land. Even burned down houses are expensive in LA. It's been a year now and Ramos has only been able to move one house. Four of them have been demolished. Now only the farmhouse remains, but the final deadline for its removal is fast approaching.
The deadline is not met. LA Unified will demolish the home. There's no two ways about it.
When the house was built in 1905, the neighborhood was bucolic and green. It's hard to imagine that now, standing on the corner looking down Vermont, which was a main thoroughfare for looting and burning during the Rodney King riots.
As you can see out the large bay window here, I mean, the view was incredible. Would have been probably an orchard or a small family business on 20th Street.
Leaded glass, beautifully detailed woodwork, buttressed bay windows, solid oak floors, virtually no water damage. Half of the banisters on the grand staircase have not been stolen, but half of them have, as well as the chandelier, decorative molding, the fireplace brick and its marble inlay, brass doorknobs, doors. I asked John to open and shut a squeaky one for this recording, but he couldn't. Almost all the doors, including the front door, have been stolen. The hinges are even gone.
Has your wife seen it?
Yeah, my wife.
What does she think?
Oh, she's surprised, and they say, oh, it's big. I need a lot of time to fix it, but she happy.
Elio Marquez was a doctor back in El Salvador before he came to the United States for postgraduate study. When the program concluded, Elio decided to stay. He sold donuts, worked in a purchasing department at a hospital, whatever he could do. 15 years later, he owns his own cleaning business, and now he's also the head of a big family. And a big family needs a big house.
When I drive in the freeway, you know, I see the house. I get off in Vermont and turn around, and I see the gate open, you know. And I ask him, you know, if the house is for sale or why the reason the house stayed there, you know.
Elio, who owns a vacant lot, is now in escrow to buy the house from John Ramos. Though neither man would say how much Elio bought the house for, it's safe to assume that he paid well below market value.
I don't have too much money, but you know, I survived.
To John Ramos, the house stands as a vivid reminder of how little this city cares about its heritage.
If this house was in Pasadena, South Pasadena, it'd be a $900 to $1 million home easily. But unfortunately, we're here in Vermont and 20th Street.
Elio agrees, but he's thinking about his wife, mother, three kids, and two dogs. And right now, Vermont and 20th look pretty good.
You stay in your country, you say, your dream is, when I go to the United States, you know. When you get your dream, when you're here, it's difficult the first time, you know. And later you think, when I buy the house to live.
But the house is literally boxed in. Elio's property is on the other side of Interstate 10, and the moving team can't decide how to get the three-story house under the highway.
Mr. Marquez is still working on the possibility of either moving it in one piece, which is quite difficult because of the height of the structure, The other alternative is breaking up into two or three pieces and moving it like that. Take the roof off with a crane, cut it in pieces, and then transport it that way. That way you don't have any height problems and you're able to get it down the street, but it's more costly to put it back together. So we're trying to avoid that.
It started with just $1, but preserving the cultural history of Los Angeles one house at a time requires much more. Now what is required is speed. Construction on Central High No. 2 is set to begin in just a few weeks, and the blueprints for Elio's property are stuck in the city planning bureaucracy. That means everything is in limbo except for one certainty. By December 15th, the house will be gone. The question now is how? By moving truck or by wrecking ball? For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Dan Konecki.